Hello, my name is Adam Amaya, A-D-A-M-A-M-A-Y-A. I'm recording an interview with
Adal Mendoza from Harlingen, Texas.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamales Fest. So what did tamales mean to you?
Family.
Family.
Family. Grandma, you know, grandpa. Just family in general.
Okay. Do you have any special memories with tamales or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I have lots of good memories when it comes to tamales. I am from Hidalgo, Mexico. Mm-hmm. So growing up, we always had tamales, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, the most special thing about tamales is December. Because everyone makes tamales and, you know, it's just something that people share, right? So you go and have tamales, and then next day in the morning you have tamales, right? You warm up on the comal or whatever, the skillet. So, Christmas and tamales is very special to me.
Nice, nice. Is there any particular person that you associate with tamales? You said your family, right? But like who specifically?
So, I think it's my two grandmas. They passed, but if I'm talking about my grandma on my mom's side, mm-hmm. she's from Guerrero, Mexico, and they make these unique tamales called tamales anejos. Not many people have heard of this kind of tamales, but it's a tamale that has no flavor. But you make this one curry or a mole, it's kind of a mole, and you eat the tamales with the mole, so even though the tamales have really no taste, when you combine a tamale with this mole or curry, right, it gives it a very unique, the flavor is just, you know, home. It's homemade. So that's on my dad's side, the tamal anejo. And it's from a particular region in Guerrero, Mexico. But my grandma, who is from, you know, Hidalgo, Mexico, the tamale is different. Like here in the RGV, right, you have tamales, and the tamales are tiny, they're small, mm-hmm. and they have color. You know, where I'm from, the tamale is like maybe twice as big as that. It has no color, but the ingredients that they're made of and the lard and all that gives it a very, I don't know, beautiful, delicious taste. So that's what I think of when I think of tamales.
And back to the grandma that has the mole on the side, do they dip it?
Yes.
They dip it, so, right?
Yeah, it's like this. It's kind of the size of it is almost the size of a tamal oaxaqueño. I don't know if you know what that is. There's a tamal oaxaqueño, which is made in banana leaves. Mm-hmm. So same thing with this tamal, right? But the tamal oaxaqueño is moist, which is delicious, right? It's moist, but this one is just like, kind of like, it's hard, right? You know, it's not hard like, you know, French bread or whatever, but you still need a little more thick tamal, right? And so you cut it in slices and then you use that. So very different, right? But, you know, mm-hmm. cooked in the same way.
No, definitely, definitely. So if y'all had to purchase tamales, where would y'all go if you had to? Let's just say you're on this side and you had to buy tamales. Where would you go?
So in this side of the border, you know, a few years back, we will go to Alicia's in the RGV in the Rio Grande Valley. Today, I think that they just changed the recipe and the tamales are not as good as it used to be. But if I were to do this in Harlingen, the city I live in, I think Leandro's might be a good place to go to. But that's because I'm from, you know, the Harlingen area. I'm not sure if there's a special place here in Kingsville, but that will be my place to go in Harlingen.
And really quick, what is the most unusual tamale filling that you've ever seen? Cough again.
I can't think of anything. I mean, I've seen some that have there's all kinds of tamales, right? There's rajas, there's beans, there's mm-hmm. mole,
corn.
I haven't seen corn.
You haven't seen corn?
No.
Really?
So tamale with like corn?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that combination.
Really?
Because even like where I'm from, right, we make tamales the one is the dulce,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you might have some, like, pink ones or some kind of a, there's this kind of, like, a brown color, but it's, what's the flavor of it? But, you know, there's just, the flavor changes, right? So you give the, because where I'm from, right, there's, you know, we want to put chile on everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, tamales verdes, tamales rojos, puerco, chicken, whatever, right? But they were spicy. That's one thing about the tamales where I come from. They're spicy tamales, right? So for the kids, if they don't want to eat like anything spicy, you make tamales de dulce. So they add this endulzante or this, you know, flavor, color, whatever, right? But I haven't seen anything like corn. I haven't seen that. I've yet to see that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so. Maybe I'll find that here today.
We'll maybe, see. Maybe. Yes. But thank you for coming in. That conducts our interview today. I appreciate it. Okay.
Awesome. No, thank you so much.